The purpose of the crime beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sawa Sen, March 21, 1300 block of View Crescent. Complainant reported the theft, sometime overnight, of their truck parked on the street. The truck was locked with a tank of diesel fuel. Approximately $1,000 worth of power tools were in the cab. Canvas for surveillance video was negative. Truck added to the Canadian Police Information Center is stolen. March 21, 1100 block of 55th Street. A report was received of a break-in at the storage room of the apartment complex. Police attended and found that six individual locks in the storage room had been cut. A resident indicated they may have left the door to the storage room propped open. Police advised Strata to change locks immediately and to invest in security cameras. Checks for surveillance video in surrounding residences proved negative. March 21, Headquarters, 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported they received a call from a person claiming to be from the bank. The complainant provided the caller with personal information prior to confirming the call was not from a representative of the bank. All banking cards have been cancelled and accounts will be monitored for any fraudulent activity. March 24, 5000 block of Canoe Passway. A business reported that a suspect stole Gerber folding knives from the store and was last seen heading towards the bus stop on 52nd Street. The suspect is described as Caucasian male, slim build, 6 feet tall, and carrying a black bag across one shoulder. Police attended, but the suspect was gone on arrival. Surveillance video to be examined for possible identification of the suspect. March 24, Headquarters, 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported receiving a call from a person posing as an employee of PayPal indicating the complainant's account had been compromised. The caller advised the complainant to send $2,150 to be used as bait to locate the hackers. The complainant cooperated and over the next several days sent further funds of $9,000 in Apple gift cards. They then realized they were being defrauded. Police discussed a safety plan with the complainant and the file forwarded to the Canadian Anti-Fraud Center for further action. Ladner, March 21, 5200 block of Ladner Trunk Road. Complainant left their unlocked bike in front of a business. When they returned, the bike was gone. The bicycle, valued at $1,300, is described as a 2013 Norco Aurum mountain bike with full suspension, black frame with blue and yellow Norco decals. Serial number engraved on the bottom of the frame. Image of the bike disseminated for possible identification and added to the Canadian Police Information Center is stolen. March 20, 3500 block of HWY-17. Police stopped a vehicle traveling at 144 km per hour in a posted 80 km per hour zone. The driver was served with a speeding ticket and an immediate 7-day vehicle impoundment. The vehicle was towed from the scene and the driver left in a taxi. March 24, 4700 block of 96th Street. Police received a late report of the theft of 8 engine batteries from a residence approximately 2 weeks ago. The batteries were from farming equipment on site and valued at $6,400. No suspects or surveillance video.